Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Deeza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes.
Period.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of the Africalypso podcast. We are back with our Amiibo interludes. It's just our episodes for those that are new here. It's our episodes where we just sit and gist and we do Amiibo. It's been a while since we did one of these because we took a really long break. Do we want to talk about this or just say life happens?
Life happens.
It do be happening. So yeah, we were gone for a long time, but yeah, how are you guys doing?
Gucci, it's Ramadan.
Oh so. Yeah, are you fasting this year?
Yeah, this year is not too bad. It's like from 6 to 7:30, which is not like bad. I'm actually struggling with not being able to eat enough. Yeah, so 6 a.m.
Like, when you fast the entire day, it's like it comes time for you to break, and you're just like, bro,
you don't feel like
it's really good. That much
you are hungry, but you can't eat that much. So what happens is, if you don't take care, it will just keep building. So I'm bloated when I break, I'm bloated when I want to eat before 6 a.m. So I will just eat less and less and less as time goes on, and then maybe I fall sick or something like that, or I lose a lot of weight after a short period of time.
I mean, are there things that you can do to like
yeah, no, there are things I can do, yeah, but it's just, I think that's just the downside, is like I have to kind of be careful about my eating food and selection. Stuff, because like otherwise it will just, yeah, like even right now I'm very bloated and I don't even know I ate, like that's making me this bloated. But then I'm like, I'm bloated now and I still have to eat again by 5 a.m. The thought of having to eat again by 5 a.m. is actually stressful. But I'm like, I still have to eat.
I think I'm the opposite. Sometimes before I sleep in the night, I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat the next day.
Oh, no, I get that. No, honestly, breakfast gets me excited. Oh, no, it does. No, but actually, though, like, haven't you ever, like, fasted, like, from, like, 6 to 6 and... Oh no, okay. Because like sometimes, like actually, it happens to me. Like whenever I fast, like from like a long period of time, it's like I don't get bloated, but when it comes to eat, I'm not really
that hungry.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like sometimes I even kind of forget, and then like I end up eating later, and I'm like, oh okay, cool. Like, and it's like as the day goes by, I kind of become less and less hungry, or just like not even less and less hungry, but I'm just not really feeling the food as much anymore. But yeah, but not bloated. Sure. Bloated is deep.
Yeah, like I'm literally, I mean, it's, so I'm trying to eat like healthy foods too, so that I don't end up malnourished or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. On that.
But then it's like, I think some of those foods are still like, you know, have a lot of fiber. So it's like, yeah, it's just, there's a lot going on in my stomach. Like, I don't even know, but we good day. I'm grateful for being able to fast this year. But that's it for me.
Aww,
how about
cute.
You guys?
It's really nice. How have I been? I feel like I've been good. Yeah, I think I've been good. I had like a mini celebration at mine, which is nice. And the housewarming thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was just like, well, it's kind of like a housewarming, but like not like that I bought, but it was just more like for like my friends to come together and just for us to have like a nice time together, and also just to celebrate like past wins that I feel like I haven't gotten to celebrate in the past few years, because life has been really busy. And like, you know, I moved to like a new place and like, you know, just big girl stuff. And I just really wanted to celebrate that and just give myself flowers, because man, I've tried. I think I've tried. And like, it's like, I think like, I'm also really big on like celebrating small wins as much as celebrating big wins. And like my dad had said something like, oh, like, you know, may this celebration lead to like, you know, me celebrating my actual buying of my own house soon. And I'm like, amen. Yay. Like, amen. Amen. So yeah, it was just like, it was really nice. Like that was, it's just, I feel like whenever I have all my like close friends together, it's just like always so nice. Cause I don't know, I'm just always like, I feel like I have a really, really good set of friends. And I'm just always so thankful. And I think I find so much joy and love in like the friendships that I've been able to curate by the grace of God, like throughout the years. Cause it's like, I know like, I mean, I guess I know like some people like may not necessarily have all the, like, I don't know. It's like, even regardless of what people have or don't have, I think just for me, like, I'm just happy with, like, the support system that I've curated and the people that I have around me and, like, you know, friends that have become sisters. And it's just been, honestly, it's just been really nice. So, yeah, having housewarming was really nice. And, like, yeah, I think I've been busy. Like, work has been busy. Life has been kind of busy, but not too busy. Like, I think it's been okay. I'm trying to get, like, a better morning routine. But, like, other than that, I think, yeah, it's been good. It's been good. You know, I've spent time fasting, praying.
Okay.
But, like, Christian fast, I guess. I'm praying.
It's Christian fast.
No, because they're doing Ramadan right now.
It's still fasting.
No, it's still fasting, but, like...
Christian fast.
No, okay. Apologies to all involved. Anyways, I spent time fasting, praying. I spent time, like, you know, just, like, being with friends and just, like, watching Love is Blind.
We should talk about that.
Watching Love is Blind, an insane season. Loved it, but also insanity throughout. And yeah, it's been nice. I've been good. I've been happy. Yeah, what have you, Matilda? Have you been?
For me, I've been good. Honestly, I've just been busy. I think I talked about it either earlier this year or like last year on the podcast that it was about to get super busy at work, but it might lead to a promotion. It did. I don't know if I talked about that. Yeah, it did. But then that also came with, it also came with more work and significantly more work. It's so funny because Imama is over right now. But like when she came, I was telling her, like, I'm stressed. Imama's like, you're always stressed at work. I hear you. But I actually think that this time, maybe the other times were warranted, but I actually think this time is very warranted.
Like, this is so funny.
It's actually crazy. But I was thinking, I feel like, I don't know, life should be more than this. I think this is, I feel like I'm doing two people's jobs right now. So it's not the way it's meant to be. It's like a, not a normal circumstance, but still, like, going into the weeks right now, I go into the week with like anxiety, like just, oh gosh, here we go again. And I don't think that that's normal. I don't think I want to normalize it, but also, like, I have bills to pay. So sometimes I'm just like, I wish I could be like those people that I hope my employer is not listening. I love the job. Thank you. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes I wish I could be like those people that once they're like, oh, this isn't serving me, or like they notice that they got to the point where they could no longer do it. I actually think my threshold for suffering is
no, but also it's privilege. Like, it's actually privilege that allows you to dip whenever.
What type of privilege? Because some people actually don't have money and they'll say, you know, paying rent was really hard, but they'll still do it.
I mean, I don't know those people, I guess.
Some people's pain thresholds are low.
I actually think some people's pain thresholds are lower. I think my pain threshold is really high.
So you have suffering in your blood.
God forbid. Why would you say it like that?
Because the way you said it.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I wish I could be one of those people. Because, okay, for those people that maybe they went into content creation or something, like, I've listened to podcasts of people that are creatives in quotes, and they're like, oh, or musicians, and they're like, oh, they were doing a job that was making them so miserable, and one day they just upped and they were like, they can't do this anymore, and they quit and they pursue their passion, and then they're there.
But then how do they pay rent and all those other things?
No, but then there are people that will work, like, for example, while they're unemployed from like a real job, not a real job, God, please, from like a 9 to 5, they would maybe wait tables in the interim enough to like just get by and then pursue their passion on the side. And then when that takes off, then they will be good. If that takes off.
Okay.
But like, I feel like I don't want to just get by. Like, I want to be able to travel. Like, I don't want to give up those comforts because I'm super stressed at work. So I'm just in this like in between place where I feel like there probably is something out there, but I don't know what it is because I'm super stressed where I am. Anyways, whoever is looking for product manager.
I'm joking.
But yeah, it's not definitely really. It's definitely been hard at work, but it's fine. I am about to go on vacation. So, hey.
Yeah, that's nice. That's true, actually.
Technically, I would not be able to go on vacation if I wasn't at the job. Like, I wouldn't be able to afford it. So, every day I wake up, I'm just like, I'm stressed, but like, this job allows me to afford these things. So then for that, I'm grateful. But I'm also like, and you know, the whole world, they're not admitting it, but I swear we're in a recession.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like, Canada hasn't officially declared that it's a recession.
I don't. I don't think anybody's going to officially declare.
No, UK is in a recession. They declared it. Yeah, they officially
declared. What does that even mean to officially declare a recession? Like, it's like, what does that do?
No, it's just that, like, when they look at their GDP, they see that it's, no, instead of growing, what it's shrinking.
It's declining.
It at least validates the suffering.
But I feel like everybody already knows.
I don't know. Like, everyone already knows, but it's not as serious. It's like them affirming the suffering. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Like last year, they were saying Canada would enter a recession, but I don't think Canada is.
Have you seen the prices of groceries? Like, it's like, bro, we definitely are.
You guys, groceries has been insane this week or this month alone. Just for fasting, because I'm like, okay, fasting, I want to eat healthy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've just been crying, like, so to eat healthy now, I have to break my bank. And it's not even like I'm eating extraordinary,
yeah,
like
caviar every day or something.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm just like, I wish they would, like, if we were in a recession, for example, there would be reliefs for people.
Not for us.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, absolutely not for us.
Fair enough. I don't know what it will do, but I just feel like
which is why I'm like, I don't think you do anything but validate. Like you said, no, just validate.
The government, like, if you are in a recession, the government will actually take things seriously, is what I mean. Like right now, everybody is saying like the cost of groceries is high, but I feel like they're not doing anything about it.
Honestly, I don't think you're doing anything about it anyways, but I guess we can hope. Like, to be honest, I don't
they
think
said the Canadian government is not the Canadian Canada is not in recession, sure. That's what I'm saying.
They haven't officially declared, I guess.
I guess the thing about Canada is that I think our GDP isn't going down specifically because of immigration.
Of course.
So, but like, it gives a false narrative, mm-hmm. right? Because like, people are coming in and it's driving up the GDP, but it's making it look like it's growth, but it's not really, because you're also adding more people to a system. Like, the healthcare is going to shit.
The healthcare in this country is 0 out of 10. 1 out of 10. 0.5 out of 10. It's terrible. Well, honestly, I could go on like a rant about the healthcare system. Funny, but I work in the healthcare system. Let them not hear me.
Honestly, employers don't listen. But I don't know. I just feel like if something was more official, they would actually like to save face, even like, so that your country won't be part of the countries that they account to when they say recession. Like, it's not a good look. But right now, like, they can still point to things and say like, oh, we're fine and stuff. But like, groceries are ridiculous, and that's like a basic thing. Rent keeps going up, but like, salaries aren't. So it's just, yeah, it's all in all just stressful. But I'm just like, where did I start from? But yeah, that's how I've been. But yeah, let's go to Love is Blind.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hadiza, did you watch?
Like, I watch snips here and there. I don't know their names, but I know their faces. You have to describe. Like, I know this lady with the wig.
Megan Fox?
With the wig. Oh, AD. With the jumper.
Yeah. With the nice body.
Mom,
I think it was it. That's what they called it.
I mean, basically. It was the, like, she had, like, the leave out. Like, the black lady, right?
Oh, yeah. And that girl that they said looks like Megan Fox.
She said that she looks like...
Oh...
Okay, what did you think? I thought this was their best reunion ever that they've done.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely thought it was their best reunion. I think it was like one of the best seasons entertainment-wise, but not love-wise, because there was not a lot of love. There was literally one real love story. Yeah,
Actually,
you know what? It's funny because I think like the couple that did end up getting married, I will try to not like say spoilers, like names and all.
You should have watched
whatever
right now.
You hear spoilers. But I feel like the couple that did end up getting married, actually, it's like from the pods, I actually thought that we were going to make it. Like, it's like, I genuinely was like, from the pods, I was like, I actually feel like they're going to make it. Like, I just didn't care too much about them. I was like, whatever.
I literally skipped their wedding.
Oh, man, I skipped their wedding out of anger.
Anger?
Yeah, because I was angry at the people that came before them.
Oh, I'm screaming.
I was watching this thing, and immediately the wedding happened before them, and like the guy...
Oh, by Eddie and Clay.
Eddie and Clay. I'm trying to not ruin it, but the guy decided to say...
Not watched it by now.
I mean, I guess. But Clay said no. I felt like it was almost like I was so triggered. And I don't know why I know why.
Why?
I'll explain it to you off camera.
Why? Send that camera. Why?
But it's like AD saying no just felt a lot more triggering than I thought.
Is it because she's black?
Like, it was okay,
more relatable.
The experience felt, yeah, it was more, it felt a lot more relatable, and it felt so real. Like, it felt like something that, it felt like things that I I've seen.
Like in real life. That's what exactly. I mean. Like more relatable.
And it wasn't even more relatable as per like, oh, she's black. And but it also felt more relatable as
to be
as
someone
like,
in your as per, circle.
Not even just that. As per like, I have seen
men like this.
Men like that. So it's not even like, oh, a hypothetical relatable experience. It felt like, no, I have actually like, you know, seen men like this. Like I know this family dynamic and I know how this family dynamic can lead to situations like this.
I won't even like
which family dynamic, which situations? Okay. Can you clarify a little bit?
So just explain a little bit. So Clay essentially he comes from a family where his dad basically cheated on his mom.
He said basically, that his dad used to take him on cheating excursions. Excursions,
like literally from when he was like seven.
Hey, that is wild.
Like from when he was like seven,
yeah, so that
he
is wild.
Out and like cheats on his mom. And it's like he never like he had to like keep that, like he never told his mom this all the time that like, you know, his parents are married
but they got divorced,
but they ended up getting divorced after 25 years of being together. And ended up getting divorced, and then he's like, so essentially throughout the entire show he had this whole thing like this running joke not running joke this running like narrative of, oh my gosh, like he's scared that he's going to end up cheating on his future partner because like, you know, that is what he experienced growing up.
By the way, I'm rolling my eyes.
I mean, to be very honest, like I think I was one of those people that I can't
lie. Why are your eyes, Matilda?
That man, I don't feel like he was genuine. I think he came on there to promote his Airbnb and boat business. I wouldn't even lie to you because I just feel like he was looking for any reason, any and every reason to just say no at the altar. I think he's one of those people that came in knowing that he didn't want to get married, but maybe he would have been fine like ending up with AD, like a relationship, but he came there for fame. And then he used like, yes, maybe he has real trauma, but he had no intention on getting married to that babe because even before they got on the altar, he was telling like, he was asking her, why is the timeline so important for her? It doesn't matter if they get married now or not. Like, bro, what do you mean you're not sure if you're ready for marriage, but you came on Love is Blind where the whole premise is that gaming. You say you get married at the end. Like,
so I mean, I think, and it's funny because I actually do agree a little bit, but not fully, because like I don't know that he came to promote his show like his Airbnb.
No, have you seen his TikTok? Because I've been on his TikTok.
Oh, I haven't seen his
like
TikTok.
Almost but every, you know, other video on his TikTok is on he's on his boat, he's on the water.
Honestly, you know what?
Tell maybe, me that that's by chance.
Maybe he came to promote that, but I feel like it's like, so I definitely don't think I don't think he really came in trying to get married like that, but I think like
like that
because I feel like a part of me actually feels like he would have actually gotten married to AD if he didn't have that chat with his dad.
Sorry, but his dad didn't say anything.
No, but that's the thing, his dad didn't say anything, and I feel like that was because it's like, for instance, it's like, so Hadiza, so before they went to the altar, he had this conversation with his dad where I guess you could tell
the,
he was
a cheating dad.
Yeah. That man looks like a guy that doesn't want to grow up.
His dad. Yeah.
Like his dad?
No, honestly, he's like
he's
like
old, but like not old.
Youth.
Yeah, like old, but not wise.
Desmond Elliot.
No, honestly.
No, but it's like, I felt like he went into that conversation with his dad almost like looking for reassurance. Like looking for reassurance that
Mama,
he was
I swear
making...
that you are making this
No, Martina, I'm really not. Because he literally kept asking his dad for like advice. No, he did. And his dad was just saying, yeah. So in my early days, or whatever he was even saying, just foolishness. And I
know,
like,
he talks like his dad.
I mean, I guess he must have learned it from his dad.
No, because I don't know if you've ever met those people that say a lot of words.
But nothing.
But like nothing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. No, he
because
does. He talks
at
like
the
his
end
dad.
Of his sentences, you are like, I don't understand.
So what
like,
did you say just now?
What did you just say? Mm-hmm. I don't really understand.
No, but I actually do think
they
that
talk
if,
in
he
quotes.
Got, if he got proper reassurance, because in the conversation with his dad, in the conversation with his dad, it felt like he was, so like, you know how a lot of times throughout the show, he kept saying, oh, that his dad was a great father. And it's like, you have to think, like, how can you really be a great father?
Cognitive dissonance.
So what do you say, Hadiza?
Cognitive dissonance. He's like, so I guess he's
a bit louder?
Cognitive dissonance.
Okay.
So it's like, it felt like he was trying to separate his dad from like
the person
like,
that cheated.
Yeah, the person that cheated.
Yeah.
So it's like he kept saying, oh, it was a great father. But it's almost like, and like you could tell like that he rates his dad so much. Like he actively looks up to his dad. I feel like that was so clear to me.
No, I didn't really
see
that.
Oh my gosh. I feel like
because
I saw
that. In that conversation, he was like, that is the realest conversation he has ever had.
And it was nothing.
But that's what I'm saying. If that is the realest conversation he had had with his dad, but his dad was really saying nothing, mm-hmm. then they don't talk real things.
But that's the thing. Like, they might not talk, but Matilda literally thought the entire show, it was clear that he vetted his dad, because how can you be saying that this guy who tried to kill your mom, he didn't try to kill his mom. Mama. Don't worry. You guys, if you listen to the podcast, you know how I feel about cheating. It's basically trying to kill the other person. But anyways, it's like, the fact that he kept saying that he, like, you know, that he was a great dad and, like, he wanted to, like, and he was trying to ask his dad for advice before he got to the altar. And then he ended up saying that that was the best conversation that they ever had, when it was really nothing. I feel like, to me, it made it seem like he really rates this guy and he wants this guy to almost, like, validate him. But this guy did not validate him. So whatever he took from that conversation, which I don't know what he took from the conversation. But whatever he took from the conversation, I feel like it just didn't give him enough to want to say yes. So which is why I'm like, personally, I feel like he would have said yes if it's a question.
So, yeah, I would love to know what the dad actually said in this conversation.
Yeah, I think you need to go to the last episode. Yeah. And just listen to the part where Clay's dad. And again, that's the first time we ever saw his dad in the whole show. So, like, you're not missing anything out. So, like, just watch it and see if we take anything out of that conversation.
We didn't, yeah.
But, okay, the other thing I wanted to discuss about that also on Clay is, I feel like at what point, because he's 30 years old, at what point can you cling onto your parents' trauma?
No. He has to stop. Oh, no, that part I agree. Like, I actually do think that, like, I think that he should have done the work a lot sooner. Like, or he should have, like, or, like,
that because... That man has no intention to do the work. That's the thing. In the reunion, he kept saying...
I still don't think he's properly doing therapy now. I know he said that he was.
No, but he's using it as a buzzword because, at the wedding, like, or even on the whole journey, he kept telling her that he needs to do therapy, that he just kept saying, you know, I need to work on myself, I need to do therapy. In the reunion, again, he said he has been doing therapy.
I don't think so.
It's just like, I feel like people are hiding behind therapy and not really doing anything, work to, or saying, or you have problems and you'd be like, oh, I know I had the problems, I need to go to therapy.
It's like, I think people are hiding behind self-awareness, but it's like, knowing what's wrong with you does not mean you're fixing what's wrong with you.
Pretty much.
And I feel like that's actually Clay's problem. Because I think Clay has a lot of problems.
He wears his parents' trauma like a badge, like a personality. He's literally like, oh, you know me, my parents cheated. My dad cheated, and that's why I'm the way I am, full stop. Like, but that can't just be your story. Like, you're 30, you grow up, bro. Like, I didn't really, at some point, I was like, Toichukwu, Imama's friend, I don't have the same empathy that everyone seems to have
for him. Like, I can't lie. It's like, I feel like I was in the middle in that, like, I was definitely like, yeah, this guy needs to go, like, sit down somewhere and, like, you know, go do the work and, like, just shut up about it. But also, I felt for him a bit because, I didn't feel for him. I kind of understood where he was coming from as opposed to feeling for him, because I understand where he was coming from when, like, when he was saying that, oh, he was scared, was going to cheat, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, why is he saying that? I feel like that was where I understood that, because I felt like...
Just don't cheat.
No, I mean, but that's the thing. Okay, and to be, I feel like that was kind of where I was like, I actually understand this, because it's like, you can say just don't cheat, and but it's not as easy as that, because it's like, this guy has watched this all his life. No, honestly, no, see, I feel like, I do think that him saying that he was scared of that he was going to cheat, I feel like a lot of people actually feel that way. They just don't voice it.
You know what? If somebody tells you they're scared they're going to cheat, why are you still... I'm not watching it, so I don't know. But why are you there? That should be a red flag,
not
right?
Hearing what we are
and,
hearing.
And you know what? And things that I agree. I feel like AD should have left. But also, I think AD just wanted to get married.
Well, that babe wanted to get married.
I feel like AD just wanted to get married. So that's a different discussion. But I feel like with Clay saying that, I feel like a lot of people actually have that fear. They just don't voice it. Clay's problem is that he says everything. I think Clay, like, spits whatever comes to his head.
Even when it doesn't make sense.
And I feel like that's Clay's problem. I feel like Clay said that he was scared he was going to cheat. It was so valid. A lot of people are scared they are going to cheat. They just don't say. But like, it's a very, very common emotion.
No, okay, wait.
Or feeling.
Wait, let me explain. So I don't think it's so crazy, like, saying, I'm afraid I'm going to cheat.
Yeah.
I think it is weird when you make it your personality. Like, almost every other scene, he was seen telling Eddie he's scared he's going to cheat.
I feel like it's a word vomiting thing. Like, I feel like he just vomits the things that come to his mind. To be very honest, I think Eddie...
Why is it not... I'm scared. Okay, I acknowledge to you that because I've seen my parents or my dad cheat, mm-hmm. I'm scared I'm going to cheat, but I'm going to do the work to
because
know.
Because we have said it now.
He never did it. But I'm going to work.
See, no, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like Clay's issue is plenty in this life. No, it's true. Because it's like, I feel like we have agreed on the fact that, okay, this guy just, it's like, it's clear that he uses therapy as like a buzzword. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like he's trying to do the work. So I feel like there's the fact that it doesn't seem like he's trying to do the work. Like, he just knows what's wrong with him. And I think there's also the aspect of him just constantly word vomiting. I think that those two things combined is what brought us brought us to that point. Because it's like, I feel like he would word vomit things like, oh, I'm scared I'm going to cheat, which is a very, very valid concern. But because he has not gotten to the point,
I don't think it's as valid as you're making
it. I think it's a valid. It's kind of like you know how people like, oh yeah, just don't cheat. And I mean, okay, I guess trigger warning, like domestic violence. But it's kind of like those things where it's like guys will be raised up in homes where they will see their dads beat their mom. And you would think that because they saw it and because they saw what that looked like, they would not replicate it. And they will literally go to their marital homes and replicate the exact same thing.
Yeah, but okay, I'm just trying to tell you that if a man kept telling me, I'm scared I'm going to beat you.
No, I agree. You will leave, right? She will not be there, which is why AD should. I don't know why AD.
No, but I'm saying that obviously, like, domestic violence is more severe than cheating, for example.
Yeah.
But it is not a valid case for someone to keep going around and saying,
I'm scared I'm going to get help. Which is what I'm saying.
Enter like, a relationship, you or be married.
I feel like the issue is that he did not get help.
Oh, come on.
I really think that's what the issue is.
I think there are multiple issues, but I think
Claire has plenty issues in this life.
I actually think that one of them is the fact that there's one thing to admit it, but there's something to make it your whole personality in a way, or a huge part of your personality that, like, when you get into relationships, that you are scared that you are going to cheat on your or repeat the same mistake. It's like, acknowledge it and then move on. Like, I think that in itself.
Well, you can only acknowledge and move on if you get the work, if you do the work.
The work is continuous.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you have to start the work. Clay has not started the work.
How do you start the work? You decide that you are not going to do it.
No, you start the work by... No, you don't start the work by deciding.
What do you mean don't start the work by deciding?
No, I'm saying you don't start the work by
deciding. Hilarious, you guys.
I guess because Aisha doesn't really know context.
Let us...
It's like, feel like you start the work by going to therapy. I don't think you... Like, okay, what I'm trying to say is that I feel like the way people were like, you just decide to not cheat. I don't think it's that simple.
No, I didn't say you just decide. I said you start by deciding
to not cheat.
Yes.
Right?
And then from there, what tools can I have to not do said thing?
I think you start by deciding to go to therapy.
But that's what he has decided to go to therapy.
No, but he hasn't gone to the therapy.
No, but in the reunion, he said he has been going to the therapy
office, I'm sure. I can bet
you. Wait, Hadiza, what are your thoughts? Because obviously we're on opposite sides. What do you think is the first step for this young guy?
The guy or the girl? Okay, for the guy. Okay, so number one, I don't know, I'm not watching it, but I'm leaning towards Matilda's point of view, which is he didn't come for love, he came to promote his business. And I do think he's giving all the red flags to tell her to go.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how he will be repeating those negative traits and somebody is hearing that and they're like,
I agree with that.
Yeah,
she should
I'm still
have
gonna
been.
Go anyways.
I'm not disputing that far.
So I don't think he's there. I don't know. I don't have context. I'm just based on what I'm listening.
Where Imam and I disagree is I think that you start first by deciding that you don't want to do that, and then you go to therapy. But Imam said that you don't just declare that you don't want to do that. You have to go to therapy.
Yeah. So it's both. I mean, I don't know. Like,
no,
people
you
who
have to decide first, no, before you go to set therapy,
you,
because
you decide, yes,
you go to therapy because you you believe it's the right thing, and your therapist tells you what to do, but you haven't made the decision yourself that you're not going to do it, and you are wasting your time and the therapist.
Okay, you know what? See, like, I get what you're saying, but I think like the way I understand it is, obviously, yes, like I do admit that obviously you have to decide to want to make a change in your life before you can actually make a change in your life. But I think my thing is that he feels like it's his nature. Like, it's like he doesn't feel like this is a thing that he has control over, which is like, I'm like, in that case, when you feel like this is not a thing I have control over, to me, I feel like you kind of need somebody to tell you, you do have control over this.
I think it's wild that you think you don't have control over it, but like,
but that's fair. It's because of where he came from, like, it's because of the trauma that
Imama,
he had.
I have
so,
trauma.
Imama, do you think
we all have trauma? No, but I'm saying that I still feel Imama, like I have control over my trauma.
Do you think if he went to therapy, that would change his viewpoints? Like, if he doesn't think he has control over it?
I think if he went to therapy and somebody actually told him that, listen, no, you do have control over this.
And also, what would drive him to therapy in the first place? Actually, if he thinks he has no control over it, so that means he's not willing to change it. So what would even take him to therapy in the first place?
Because he recognizes that there's an issue in his life. He just doesn't think he has control. I mean, he does, because he mentioned that he needed to get help.
I believe that if you don't feel like you can control it, you will continue to do it over and over again.
I feel like sometimes you need somebody to actually tell you that you have control.
No, but everyone in his life has told him that he has control.
I feel like sometimes you need an external... Myself, we've gone over how sometimes you need of an external person to influence things.
No, but
things
is he told him...
You need an external
person. His mother told him.
Much like you need an external...
Wait, those are not external people. No. They're internal.
I feel like it's like you don't need... Like when I say... I feel like sometimes you don't need...
Third party.
Family and friends. You need a third party. I'm not joking. A lot of times I feel like you actually need a third party for you to be like, actually, I guess this makes sense.
Okay, well.
No, I should... Like, it's, like, I think so. It's like, I feel like with Clay, he has plenty of issues. I'm not even... oh my gosh, I feel bad for Clay. I'm not that person. But I just feel like... They're like, especially with this particular thing, you know, I feel like people went in on him a little bit too hard on this. Everything else, he deserves all the dragging. In fact, on that wedding day, I could not watch the happy scene because of him. I was in anger. I was in a state of anger. But I really do think that when it came to this specific thing, I feel like I understood just a little bit. But anyways, we can move on from this because we've talked about this for a while.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a very long time. Okay. Did you guys see that Davido said that? Wizkid said that he's not Afro anything. Because he said that he's releasing a new album, right? And he was saying like not to expect Afrobeats on him.
He released a statement as well after that, saying that I'm trying to find the statement.
He said if you used to listen to Joel like Barbie old whiskey, you cannot listen to my new album basically because you will not like it, something
no,
like
but
that.
It's funny because I feel like I heard one of the songs from the album.
Was it sounding
and they were like, oh, is this what he said is not Afro anything? Somebody even quoted it and said, oh, I love this rock music. But it wasn't like just
I'm screaming.
It sounds like new Wizkid. It's still Afro something. He's still doing the Nigerian runs and stuff.
You guys
like that.
Just think he did that just as a PR thing, just to get people like
upset. I actually think he needs it though.
It's like, I feel like it's Wizkid.
His last album didn't really do well.
Oh, I even forgot to say the last album.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So like he released a statement saying that like
they said that Wizkid would just say rubbish and put an eagle.
Yo, honestly. But I think he was just like, he released a statement just kind of saying that, oh, am I an African? Yes, but he makes all sorts of music and he just doesn't want to be labeled as Afrobeat. So after he said the whole I'm Afro nothing or whatever he said, he now releases a statement just saying how, oh, like he wants to be known to be an African that makes music as opposed to be like boxed into the Afrobeat box. But it's like, but you do make Afrobeats. And I feel like it was actually something that like Emmanuel, like Twitter.
Bonaboy was also about to release an album, him too, he said, you know, he created his own lane, Afrofusion. Everybody just
he said,
seemingly
Made in
doesn't
Lagos
want
is
to.
Not an Afrobeat album. That's a fusion of different music, of different sounds, real music. Oh, and I feel like that's my thing. It's like, they're not
they're
trying to
seem like
Afrobeat is not real music. But it is. And it's so interesting because, like, and I think Emmanuel also said this, right? It's like,
sorry,
Afrobeats,
which are, Emmanuel?
Owoni,
okay.
Yeah, the music.
Yeah, you
guy.
Have to, yeah.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Okay, plug Emmanuel.
Oh,
that's our guy.
Iman Owoni, he's a content creator, YouTuber. Yeah. He does a lot of like music reviews and also
he's all the content creation.
Exactly. Yeah, like he's actually really like, I think he's doing really, really well in the Nigerian music, not just the Nigerian music scene, really. Mm-hmm. He talks about like, I guess, Afrobeats, but also sometimes talks about other music stuff. Anyways, he made this tweet and I feel like it was actually so valid because he said, oh, that like, one second, let me, he's like, people act like Afrobeats is a prison when since its inception, it's always been a fusion that doesn't constrain artists in any way. The sound has been shape-shifting every 3 to 5 years. And it's so true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even recently, it's like, there's Afrobeats on my piano. Like, it's like, there's
Afro-depression.
Afro-depression. It's like, I'm like, there's so many like mixtures of Afrobeats. It's like, it's not one thing. So for you guys to not be like, oh, it's not real music. It's just so fake. Like, yeah. What?
I think, I don't know what it is, but I just feel like they no longer want to really be associated with Afrobeat because I think it's in the ploy to break out of that. Because if he decides, like, okay, for example, during the awards and stuff, award ceremonies, like, they would only be nominated for, like, African awards and stuff like that. So I think he's trying to say, no, nominate me also for R&B or whatever.
You can't be, you're not making R&B music.
But he, they are, though. Like, Afro-R&B.
Why do you look at me like that?
No, but technically, I kind of see what they're saying. But also, I think there's a better way to say it that doesn't try to, like, order yourself.
I actually agree, yeah.
Do you get? Like, because it comes off like I'm better than people that are defining themselves as Afrobeats because, like, as he said, this one is real music. The other Afrobeats is not real music or whatever.
But also, that Masai, lots of them actually don't make R&B. Like, I'm, you literally said Afro-R&B, and I'm trying to think. Tell me a song.
Tay Iwa.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking of Wizkid and them. It's like Tay Iwa makes R&B. Like, there's some people that make R&B.
But they still call him.
I know
people
should be nominated in R&B.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is Tay Iwa, for example, will still be under Afrobeats though.
Okay, so I can see how that conversation should now be had where it's like, okay, but that's a conversation to be had with the broader music audience as opposed to saying, like, as opposed to this Wizkid rant where he's saying, I'm not Afrobeats. Afrobeats is not real music. I think, for instance, like, Tewa has a leg standard where he can be like, okay, you know what? I feel like you are constrained. Like, at the Grammys, I feel like you are constraining African artists to
Afrobeats.
Afrobeats
is a fusion of music. And that's what they are trying to say. Like, it within Afrobeat, there's still genres, right? So the thing is that they're trying to say that, like, if... Obviously, like, Wizkid hasn't, like, released a plain R&B. I see what you mean. Yeah. But also, I don't see what you mean in a way.
Okay.
Like, because it's like, if he was to nominate from that album that is a fusion of sounds, if there is a song, a single on it that is an R&B song, that song should be able to be nominated in an R&B category. Do you get what I mean? Instead of boxing them into this Afrobeat and like international acts, for example, which is what they don't want to be. Okay. So, like, I think the thing about Afrobeat is because it's a mesh of sounds, like, you can release an album that there'll be different, like, sounds on that album. Like, for example, he's made in Lagos. He featured people from, like, Jamaica and stuff like that. And there were different sounds, but... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I understand what they're doing. I just, as I said, I think they can do it better.
I don't know. I feel like I feel like there's a conversation to be had about, like, nominating R&B songs for R&B category as opposed to Afrobeat.
But what is Afrobeat though?
I feel like Afrobeat
define it then.
I don't have a definition for Afrobeat. I feel like Afrobeat, like you said, it's a fusion of sound, but it has a sound. It's like I would hear a song and I would know that this is Afrobeat, even though it sounds maybe not like the regular that I used to. But, like, I feel like it's like, you know, it's like Afrobeats has it is a fusion of sounds, yes, but it also does have a sound.
It's distinctive.
It's distinct,
sound.
Yeah, but it's like, but then R&B, the same way that R&B is also distinct. So it's like, for instance, like, I would hear Tewa and I would not think that is Afrobeats.
Really?
I wouldn't.
Fair enough. There's
like, they're African artists that sing R&B, and it's like
they literally had their own category Ote for some time. So
yeah, exactly.
But Ote, like, kind of still.
No, people did not call Ote Afrobeats. Remember,
yeah, it was just Ote.
Okay,
it was just
so Ote. What if Wizkid is saying that his new albums, he no longer wants to make the.
But he's making Afrobeats. If he wasn't, then okay.
Then let's talk about it. Yeah, fair enough.
So, like, that's
what he's trying to say. Okay, so I know someone in my personal life, for example, that is like Wizkid is trying to cater to. He's like selling out in a way. He's trying to reach that London crowd. You know, his accent too is changing too. and pretty much. Where was I going with this? Gosh, I forgot.
Say, you know somebody in your personal life.
Oh, yeah. So he was saying, like, you know, bring back Wizkid of Ojo Elekba. Like, that's when, because his music to some Nigerians, like, sounds a bit diluted and stuff. So maybe he's trying to just not be in that box that people are trying to put him in, because, like, maybe that's why people aren't also listening to his music, or, like, when it comes out, people are like, ah, give me Wizkid of those days, because they're saying nowadays, like, one of the criticisms I've heard of his newer music is that, like, it sounds lazy, and that he just got to this studio and was like, yeah, just stuff like that. So maybe he's just trying to say, like, don't put me in that box kind of thing. I don't know.
But isn't Burna Boy also doing something similar where he's not really doing Afrobeats anymore?
He said it's Afrofusion.
Oh, Burna Boy defined his.
Yeah, puts different names on it. Okay, but Burna Boy, for example, has, like, on his album.
I should have listened to that full album.
Damn, okay, there's hip hop songs on it.
And then she nominated that one for hip hop now. But I didn't listen to the album, so I don't know.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, within
Afro-hop.
That.
Afro hip hop.
I don't know. I don't even know, because, like, I honestly started the conversation on the side of not Wizkid. And then the more we talked about it, the more I actually started to understand what he's trying to say. But I still feel like he could have said it in a better way, because I feel like he's trying to other himself, and his sound is still
Afrobeat. That's my thing. I feel like you can say things like that if you are
actually making, like, different music.
So, for instance, there's this guy, and I think he actually makes Afrobeat.
That's why when they saw the sample from his new,
they were like,
"Oh, this is the one that you are saying that."
No, because it's so true. Like, there's this guy, I can't remember his name. I always forget his name. But I haven't even listened to a lot of his songs, but I heard one of them. It's called Magic. Take it easy, baby, before I have. Oh, I love that song. Anyways, it's like, I wouldn't listen to that song and think it's Afrobeats, but he's a Nigerian artist, but he makes music. Well, he's based Johnny in Drew. America. Not He's based in America, but he makes music. Like, he makes, like, I guess, music as a Nigerian. And, like, I would listen to his music and I wouldn't think that that's Afrobeats.
What's
his
name? He's bald. Toby or something like that.
No, not Toby.
Oh, is it Toby or Toby?
There's a Toby that his wife is, he calls his wife fat.
Toby Ngwe.
He doesn't, Toby Ngwe.
He calls his wife fat.
Well, his nickname for her is fat, and he calls her fat.
Interesting.
But yeah, one second. When I show you the guy, you might, Manny Wells. But anyways, he makes this music. Oh,
Manny Wells. Yeah. I do know him.
Exactly. And I haven't listened to a lot of songs. I've listened to one of his songs. And it's like, I wouldn't think that that's Afrobeats, but he's very much an Nigerian.
Manny Wells is not Afrobeats.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then.
So, like, you're saying
he is the definition of an African that makes music,
exactly.
But it's not Afrobeats.
And that he can now, like, have that conversation where it's like, if somebody now tries to call him Afrobeats, he can now say, okay, guys, I'm actually not making Afrobeats. Like, I'm making whatever genre, I don't even know what, maybe R&B
or
whatever.
That's fair enough.
And but then it's like, Wizkid is just not.
It's also received poorly, because it's like, you came up on
Afrobeat,
and then all of a sudden, now you feel like you are the top.
You are too big, that you want to make real, quote-unquote, real music.
The music we were making before is no longer real.
Wait, so he actually said, I want to make real music? Is that what he actually said? Like, real music?
Well, paraphrasing of what he said, though.
What did he even say? I was literally reading it right now.
Yeah.
Because my understanding was, like, you guys don't put me in a box. I used to do Afrobeats, but now I'm doing something else. So
what he said,
and I'm ready to lose fans over it.
So he was like, Made in Lagos is not an Afrobeats album. That's a fusion of different sounds, real music. So it was essentially saying that what he did was not Afrobeats, that was real music. And then he says that the word Afrobeats was made up by y'all to put all we make.
This English
won't break.
I remember that time that you were reading something, you kept saying y'all. That's what it sounds like.
Well, why do Nigerians actually do that?
Because he's no longer Wizkid of Lagos, he's Wizkid of London.
Yo. Anyways, but I don't know. He said that I'm an artist before anything else, true to my art, not scared to try shit. Now, y'all drink some. Y'all drink some milk. Well, I
would like to Jerry. Heike, also reading it over again makes me feel like Heike, they are just doing it to promote an album.
Probably.
When they're about to bring out an album that all of a sudden they are no longer
Controversy. Afro whatever.
Yeah,
or maybe not
like
even Afro at all. He said he's Afro nothing. That's true. That's what he even said. He said that he's not Afro anything.
Because Burna Boy already did his own Afro rant, fusion. So he has to take it a step further.
Yeah, he's not Afro anything, y'all.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Y'all.
Yeah, what else is happening in the world?
I want to start making different type of swallows.
Oh, like the...
I'm serious because I actually want to start making different type of swallows, like broccoli swallow, cauliflower swallow.
Have you guys seen?
Yes, and they've actually convinced me. No, I'm not joking. I think I have been influenced.
Like, I was about to make broccoli
swallow. Exactly, I've truly been influenced.
Someone said that their auntie lost weight on it.
That's literally what actually convinced me because I was like, it makes apparently it's like honestly, except for Poundo, I do think that a lot of swallow. Actually, well, swallow does have taste, yeah, because I feel like Amala has a different taste from powder.
Yeah,
they all have different tastes. But I actually also feel like a lot of times it is the soup that carries it. And if I'm really craving Amala, Eba, or Poundo, I can actually just make it once in a while. Like, it's not that deep. But I think it's like, I do really enjoy swallow, like, just eating soup and swallow.
I mean, like, I like the Eba taste. So, the problem... So, okay, I want to try it, but, like, the reason I'm a bit apprehensive, like, on how it's going to take for me... specifically, I tried, you know, those people that are always like, oh, rice is so much calories, you can just substitute it with like cauliflower rice. I have cauliflower rice in my freezer it's just not rice though.
Oh yeah, it's not like, rice
when I'm looking like, for rice, I'm sorry, but
no, but that's gonna it's like you have to, it's like it just, it's like you have to, it's like as long as you're okay with the fact that it's not rice, it's like I feel like I'm it's like if okay. you're that's eating it, saying. The problem is that you're eating it expecting rice. That's the problem.
Yeah, but when
you need like, to eat it's not expecting rice.
I guess I don't.
Welcome back.
Oh, welcome. No,
we're talking about our food.
The blender pandemic in Nigeria.
Exactly.
They said the same way that like, yeah, yeah, dropped crack in the black people.
They dropped Butchie Mix blender.
I don't understand blender.
Butchie Mix is not happening? A Nigerian brand.
So everybody said this, we have to catch you up. So in Nigeria now they're making anything into swallow. Literally carrots, broccoli, like everything is being turned into swallow because they are able to blend it.
What do you mean they're able to blend it? I don't understand.
They will blend it and they will make it, they will turn it as swallow.
Just like as an alternative to like Eba and stuff like that.
Okay, because people are trying to lose weight. Is that why?
I guess that's what they say. Okay. But it's getting out of hand because every morning you wake up and there's a new.
There was even rice swallow. Didn't you see rice swallow?
Why would you make rice?
I guess we're probably just
two shinkafa now. That's normal.
Plantain swallow as well. On rice.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. Plantain swallow. I think that would be good though.
That's rice, like rice too. It's eating in rice swallow. It's eating in the north.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of shinkafa, but I actually didn't know what it was.
That it was that. But I think it defeats the purpose in a little.
Oh, like, rice swallow. No, it does. I think they were just trying to maybe experiment or something. I don't think it was. Yeah. But I actually do want to try different swallows. I think as long as I go into it expecting for it to not be
Eba
or Poundo or Amala, I think I'll be okay.
You guys, I don't know about you, but I'm not. Just let me eat my Poundo and like, what is that?
Hey, I'm not trying to lose weight. That have the luxury of.
That's how I was watching. I was watching this vlog with SA, one of my friends, and so we're talking about how like all our lives have been on a weight loss journey.
I relate with that on a personal level,
but it's so sad. So like, what kind of life is this?
You know, I saw this meme. They said, "Not me going to the gym every time to maintain to maintain a mean body."
No, honestly, like all my life, I've had to fight. I don't understand. No, so we're watching this this vlog where this girl literally said that.
Maybe we are fighting it.
Fighting what? Please.
This is a natural body.
I feel like there was a year when I didn't really go to the gym as much and I was actually okay. I don't think I actually added weight like that. I think it's just a sedentary lifestyle. Cause like, it's like before, at least when I was in school, I wasn't going to the gym actually.
No, I don't think it's about going to the gym. They say you're meant to do what is you can do consistently.
Yeah. And I think like, because when we're in school or even when we're going into the office, we're actively walking. Like when I used to take the bus,
but it's also about what you eat. Like if it's about weight loss, not just being active, but that's then it's the thing about
now.
What you
eat. I know what I changed.
Exactly. You're not
ready. But I haven't really increased my meal for like, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, but you're getting older.
And I'm not doing as much activity. So I think that's the problem.
But I think there's a thing to be said about your metabolism slowing down after 25. Like, I actually think
it's... Mine has not slowed down, Sha. Okay, I don't think so. I think it's my sedentary lifestyle. Like, because I think I'm definitely moving. I barely move.
I know think that I work from home right now, but
you move.
But I move a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm gaining weight.
Okay, I don't know. Your own is different. Because yeah, your own is different. Do you know how I know your own is different? Because when I was in my aunt's house, for a period of time, like last year, and my auntie used to cook a lot of food, so I used to eat a lot. And then I moved out of our house, and literally by December, so I moved out of our house in like July or something, and actually in August, and by December, every single person I met told me that I had lost weight. And I hadn't moved more. I had, the only thing I had maybe done was just eat the food that I was used to eating, like, when I was in Saskatoon or even before that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying that I think if I moved more, on top of that, my regular eating that I'm doing right now, if I even just did maybe a little bit more movement, I think, I'm not saying like, I've never really wanted to be skinny, but I think like, I would actually
be a little less,
but where did this start from?
No, we just got into the swallow conversation. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what you need to go into then.
I'll try it.
Broccoli, yeah. We'll report back here.
Yeah.
I just remembered. Have you guys seen Annie Colakbo?
Oh, no.
Oh, I have, yeah. The Yoruba movie.
No, but the show.
Okay, no.
Into a show. Okay, yeah, because I know that you're busy. Is it my expected?
No, I actually really wanted to see that. I don't know why I haven't seen it. I haven't had bandwidth for subtitles.
Fair enough.
So they made it into a show?
Yeah, they did they followed the movie up with the show.
Oh, nice.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I have many thoughts, but I hope you guys go watch it so we can talk about it on like a different episode. But the people that did the voiceovers, like when you put on the like English dubs, they sound so unintelligent.
Oh my gosh, really?
Like it really, if I watched the movie with the English dubs, I finally understood what people meant by like they hate watching, like you know how some people hate watching anime dubbed,
yeah,
because it is the most annoying thing. It's almost comedy when you are watching it with the English
really?
Dubs. Yeah, but like also Yoruba is so beautiful, like, and their real voices really depict the emotions. Seriousness and the emotions of what they are trying to bring up. But that's not even really what I want to talk about. I'll talk about Kuli Afolayo
and his daughter
and his incestuous actions. Did you see the video, Hadiza?
Which video? Hey,
I know this happened like a while ago. I think that's the dynamic of our podcast.
It actually is. It's so perfect.
What happened to Hadiza?
Let me tell you, Hadiza.
It's nice to see a fresh take. Yeah, because us, we've stewed in it. We've seen the online discourse and whatever.
Okay, let me send Hadiza the video. Okay, we're going to send the video to you. She'll have like 2 seconds to watch it.
And keep in mind that the subjects in this video are father and daughter.
And the person that is being called upon is son.
Are you guys sure of what's...
Yeah, so just watch and be blessed.
Are you sure?
Okay, I was just reminded because she was in the show as well. And I was like, in the show, I just kept remembering. I couldn't take her serious because I was like,
oh, in the way we're watching the show.
And I was watching the show, I was like, ugh.
Was there any weird scenes in the show?
No, there weren't. I was reminded because I never saw his response. So wait, I just have been like, so
are you sure this is his daughter?
No, yes. Like 100% affirmative. That is his daughter.
Are you sure, guys? What am I watching? What am I watching?
I'm screaming. It's like you can hear like the fear in her voice. She's like, guys.
She's too funny.
And I don't know if you're listening, but he calls on his son. He's like, you to come and collect or something like that.
Ew. That is so nasty.
Wait, sorry.
Why is that their funny dynamic? It's weird.
Has he released a statement like on this?
So his statement that he released was him putting out a video of that Do I song by Fino and
Fino.
We always go with this Fino, Fino, whatever. Fino and Burna Boy, like, do I look like I give a fuck? Yeah, do I look like that?
Like, he posted a song.
So he posted like a picture of him in the same outfit like that he was in that video, and he was just like. And it was like, I guess, continuous pictures of him going in like a carousel.
Okay.
That was like, do I look like I give a?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that
I think
was
you should give a photo.
many
really given many
I used to go and like, you know, recheck some few things in your family dynamics.
Wait, like are you guys for sure? I guess sure. This
me
is
too. Honestly, I kept going through the comments waiting for someone to be like, that's not his daughter now.
Right. Yeah, like, I lie.
No, but still, it could be like
his niece.
I don't know if you're no, but I didn't think they looked alike, honestly. Oh, I just wanted alike. To make sure I wasn't
seeing. Are you sure this is daughter? Like,
that's
you guys are 100%
daughter. That's his daughter. Yeah,
like, sure. Where's the proof?
For their family photos. Actually, people were posting family photos.
They look alike. They look alike so much to me.
Like, I even started gaslighting myself, too. Like, I was like, maybe this is just not my family dynamic.
This picture,
no, though. I wish you guys could see
like,
my face.
That maybe people are really close to their parents that they grind behind. No.
Stop!
I actually started.
Can we talk about something else? Like, this is gross.
Oh, sorry. Is that Michael?
Who's Michael?
Michael and Angela. No, it's not.
No. Okay. But this is husband drags wife to cut because he's AA and she's AS, but their son is SS. But anyways, different.
Yeah.
Oh, actually I have a question.
Okay.
I feel like this would actually be a good conversation, but like maybe another time.
No, appreciate.
But when you're dating, do you guys think to ask for their genotype?
Are you AS or AA?
I think I'm AS. I'm not 100% sure. I have to go get it rechecked.
Yeah, I am also kind of sure that I'm AS, but I don't think I would ask because I don't care.
Same. Like, okay, how does that, what's about you?
Oh, I think I was told when I was growing up that I'm AA, so like,
oh, so you're
heard stories
have
where people, yeah.
Like, have you checked again by yourself as an adult?
No, I haven't checked by myself, no.
Because that's the thing, a lot of people actually just know what their parents told them, but apparently it could be wrong.
False. Yeah, it could be wrong.
And like, the reason, I'm when I say I don't care, because like, I kind of had this question where I was like, oh, I don't really
There's
care
so
like
much
that.
Technology.
I know, but then it's like, I keep getting accused of being callous. And
what
being,
does that
like,
mean?
Because it's like, I mean, yes, there are technology and like, there are medical advancements, but apparently they are really expensive and they're just like really stressful that it's like. It's
then
like,
I won't have kids.
Okay, well, that's because you're open to not having kids.
What I'm trying to say, though, is that
I feel like we should have a discussion with a couple that's AS and AS and chose themselves.
Okay, that's
regardless.
True. Maybe we should have a more like in-depth conversation
because,
about
like,
this.
Actually
but I actually
really...
don't care.
No, that's
because
fair.
I feel like
to...
technology has moved past this
and
problem.
To be very, very honest, I also like
for the people that can afford it. If you
yeah, exactly for
it,
people that can afford, because apparently it is really expensive. But I was just like, and they will pay.
We'll pay.
That was literally my thoughts. I'm like, and they will pay. But then like, every single time I have this conversation with like, I'm talking too fast. Apologies, guys. But every single time I have this conversation with somebody, I get told that, oh, I'm being very callous and like, I'm not like, you know, and it's because I haven't really seen people who are SS and seen what they go
through.
Yeah,
but I will not have an SS child. That's the thing. I will.
And also, okay, also, I know this is about to sound very callous, but I'm so sorry, guys. I also believe in miracles. I also, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry. It's like, yes, I believe in medical advancements.
Okay, that is callous.
But that's the thing, is because two people do not believe in miracles.
No, it's not that I don't believe in miracles, but I just feel like.
I'm not planning to have an SS child. Like, I am not. But I'm saying that if, let's say.
If you do have an SS.
If I do have an SS child,
that is,
I believe
it. Mama, that
no,
is
no.
callous.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I personally don't think so.
That is why they tell you you are callous.
No, but my thing is that I never start off with that. I always start off with, like, there are medical advancements. And my goal would be to use the medical advancements and the technology.
Okay, so I'd rather that answer.
But that's the thing. So I always keep the second part to myself. But it's when they now pressure me that I'm like, I also really actually believe it. But I know, like, what is so wrong in believing in miracles? I'm not planning to have an SS child. Like, that's not my plan. Like, that is really, like, I don't think that's
so then there should never
plan.
Be a situation where you now say, but if I do.
No, but
because
it's,
you
it's,
should
but
not.
It's like, but what, but life happens.
And I think that's the factor that.
It's like, I don't plan, it's like, obviously you don't plan things, but it's like life really and truly could happen. So okay, so if it happens, what would you do? I guess
before it goes far enough, because one of the methods that people, wow, should I really be admitting that I believe that I'm pro-choice? But I am pro-choice. I know it sounds simple, but I also believe first and foremost there's birth control.
I mean,
so I just feel like if you have the one child through medical advancements, mm-hmm. the rest of them you strap up or
but people also have kids while being on birth control. Like that's what I'm saying. I'm like, life happens. People have kids while being on control. Birth control and condom and the coil.
But I'll get so many testing things. And if they're SS, then I will let that.
Okay, but what if? Go. But what if you don't find out the SS until they're born? Like, what if
knowing that the person is AS and you are AS, it's something that you have to take proactive steps if you do get pregnant.
No, I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, obviously, like, whenever I say this, it's like my plan is to not have an SS child. Like that, my plan is to not have an SS child because I know what they I have an idea of what they go through. But I'm saying, like, life can happen in that you could take all the proactive steps that you could want to, and it still happens. Like, it's like you could do the tests, and maybe the test will come out and the child is AS, and you give it to the child and you find out the test was wrong and the child's actually
AS. I'm suing that hospital.
Yeah, then I'm suing the hospital.
Okay, but we still have an SS child, so...
Well, the hospital will pay for whatever. Out of your...
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say at the end of the day, I believe in miracles. Like, at the end of the day, like, my whole thing is like, I don't plan to have an SS child. Like, the plan is not for me to just enter the relationship and say, okay, because I believe in miracles, we're just going to
have a child. I think the reason that people... the reason I feel like mm-hmm. it's a bit problematic is because I have seen, maybe not in your case, but mm-hmm. I've seen situations where people just depend on miracles and they don't take proactive steps.
That's foolish.
You say it's foolish, but I also think there's a psyche that comes with believing that.
Well, because I believe in miracles, it's like even like when Jesus got tempted, like, and like the devil was like, literally, like, jump off this cliff, like, you know, your angels will catch you. It's like, that really actually could have happened, but that also just doesn't make any sense.
That's fair. I just have seen in real life people.
I mean, that's
fair. Jumping off the cliff.
Of the cliff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, literally. Aren't there like pastors that said they can fast 40 days and 40 and died?
I mean, I guess.
In the process and stuff like that. Anyways,
but believing in miracles doesn't mean that I'm going to take like foolish steps. It just means that if by whatever, like if something like ends up not being in my control and ends up happening after I planned and like
then
did everything.
To be honest, then I feel like that SS child was meant to be if you really took all your choices.
Anyways,
do you get like maybe in the grand scheme of things, there was something that they're meant to be doing on this earth. Do you get like, first of all, I strapped up, I tested the fetus, I did everything, and somehow you still got here, bro. You were meant to be here then.
You're meant to be here, but maybe you're not meant to be SS. Like,
I mean, no, you are SS here. Because you were meant to be SS.
Okay, I don't know. That's the part that I don't believe in.
Okay, yeah. I also...
Sorry, Hadiza, what are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts?
Sorry, I'm actually confused as to how you guys are having this conversation.
Why am I having it? Oh, because of the stuff that I saw where it was like, the guy is AA, the woman is AS, and they had
an SS she child. Saw a video on her phone and we were just looking at it. That's where it came from.
Okay.
Really random.
Sorry.
But what are your thoughts?
I mean, by God's grace, I think what you guys said about me testing again as an adult, I'll probably do it. I'll try and do that just to make sure what they told me is correct. And like, I guess if, you know, I marry someone who's AS and then I somehow have an SS child, then basically it's God's will at that time, you know.
But that's how I feel, like, especially when you have been proactive. And I mean, I also believe in miracles, but then if said miracle doesn't happen, then the kid was meant to be what they were. Question. I know you believe in miracles, but what if you have said SS child and God decides not to turn it around?
But God will turn it around. Like, I'm sorry, God will turn it around. Like, I feel like that's maybe where, like, I just, like, it's like, that's kind of where I stop, because it's like, God will turn it around. Or if God doesn't turn it around, like, if there's still SS, then all the things that come with SS would not happen to them. Like, all the pain and just, like, you know, everything that comes with SS will not happen to them. Or God will make it such that, like, it's like God will make the process easy somehow. Whether it's that God makes it so that they have a successful bone marrow transplant early on. Whether it's that God makes it so that, like, they don't have any of the SS sicknesses. Or, like, you know, or whether God makes it that they're no longer SS. Whatever it is, there will be something that would happen. I may not know exactly what that miracle would look like, but I know that a miracle would happen in some way, shape, or form. So it's like, I mean, maybe they were supposed to be SS, but, like, I also believe that something would happen that would be a miracle through that process. Like, I don't believe that God would bring my child into this world to just suffer. Like, I don't believe that personally, but yeah.
But there are people on this earth that are suffering though.
No, I mean, and they are, but like, I feel like that's a whole different discussion. Okay. We could go into that.
I'm just saying
like, it's going to get deep and long, but personally, for me, like, I think like something would happen that would be a miracle, or that you would see God in that process. At least that's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, this went very...
My last thing is just that I feel like God is also there in suffering, regardless. But that's just me. Anyways, moving on, let's get to our question of the week. My phone is almost dead, so I needed to read this really quickly. Okay, so today's question is... The topic is what you want to say.
So let's mention the heat in Nigeria.
I'm on 2%.
No, okay, go ahead.
Okay. I also feel like we're 1 hour physically. No, I know. I'm the one that is going
go
to
ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, so our topic for today is boring marriage ever since my husband stopped cheating and became a church worker. My life is boring. I don't want to cheat, but I want a divorce. Okay, so the person said, at the beginning of our marriage, my husband used to cheat. I would chase him, catch him. He'll beg, buy me gifts, give me money. I would threaten to leave. He would cry. He would cheat again, and I would chase him again. He would give me money, and the cycle goes on and on. Mm-hmm. My husband became born again. Well, he still listens to secular music, but no more smoking, drinking, going to the clubs, etc. No more girlfriends and passwords on his phone. He just works, watches TV, and reads his Bible. There's problems in this world. It's just boring. Most of the events we attend now are church events. He's back home. Normally this December, Usually in December, we would be planning a concert to attend, and he would be bugging some girl from Ghana or UK.
Those of you
who... it was fun then. I'm bored. Sometimes I do 3 services because hubby works in church. I need some drama. I want to get his ex to talk to him again. Maybe he will cheat with her. Mm-mm. I've been thinking of divorce, honestly.
Is this one
I miss the old times. Gosh, felt good getting this off my chest.
The guy is on track. He's on the straight path on track to heaven. This one is sent by Satan because...
Well, in summary, she misses the old times. Gosh, it felt good getting this off her chest.
Tell him to role play.
He should role play cheating.
He should role play cheating with her. No, he should. He actually should. He should role play cheating with her. Like, he should do the whole role
play work for her.
I mean, no, because I feel like she's bored. Like, I think she's bored. I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of times these things, you just have to determine what's doing you. She's bored, like, she's bored, but she's also sad that he's not, like, getting her the gifts, you know, with the apology.
Maybe that's actually what
that's really what is doing her. She's missing the push and pull. Like, oh, babe, I hurt you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, give me gifts. Okay.
This is the person that needs therapy.
She needs therapy. She actually does. She's used to turmoil. She's not used to
like
peace.
What the hell?
Maybe she feels like in the turmoil he cared, but now he doesn't care.
Always. Yeah, actually, that's actually true.
What did you say? I didn't hear that.
Maybe she feels like in the turmoil he cared, and now he doesn't.
At least at some point in the turmoil he cared. And like, during the makeup phase.
Like in that whole like begging thing. And I feel like she could just tell him
he cared
like
enough to cheat.
No, to beg.
No, not the cheating, the begging. Yeah, the begging.
But he's not cheating anymore, so he doesn't have to
beg. That's
no, but he's not showing affection, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not now.
Everything is just flat.
Exactly. It's just like, oh, now we're just good.
Hadiza is able to get in the mind.
No, but I think she actually needs therapy.
Please, I can't get into any mind.
I think she needs therapy. I think that she also needs to role play. I think they need to do like a little like, let's go out on a date. You act like you don't know me. You now come and pick me up. And I say, oh, what of your wife? You know, say, I don't have a wife. I say, oh, how dare you? What of your wife?
But I don't think he's going to go out because this man is trying to make heaven.
You get that's what I'm like.
You can role play as a Christian now.
I don't think where he is. He came from, from cheating. He came from smoking and clubbing. And that's you know those usually
leave that life
people
behind
turn their lives around. They're extreme first, and then they find balance.
That's true.
Well, I don't know.
Why should we be role playing sin? I think she needs to go to therapy and figure out. I think she needs to go to therapy and figure out what exactly what she's doing. Her, is it the gift? Is it the fact that he she needs to go to therapy and determine how to fix that, because that's a her issue, not a him issue. Because it could also be what Hadiza said, where she just feels like there's no affection, right? And if there's no affection,
the other thing it could be though is her partner has changed drastically. Because forget the cheating side, she also was talking about going for concerts and stuff like that. So imagine you meet someone and you guys have like share the same interests. She doesn't sound like she's interested in church. Do you get what I mean? So like, and all of a sudden he's changed on her. Forget the cheating. I don't know why she included the cheating. But what if it's just the fact that like he's changed so drastically in such a short time? Because that's grounds for divorce.
What?
No, no, I mean, like, in a world where...
Since we're in our generation, this is the first...
I mean, in the current world...
Sorry, what's grounds for divorce? I missed that part.
Irreconcilable differences.
What is so irreconcilable about that?
She doesn't want to go to church. I don't understand. If she's an atheist and she's...
But I mean, she didn't say she's an atheist.
But what if she is? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, what if... Okay, even if she's not an atheist, what if she's not as extreme of a Christian as he wants to be?
Well, I mean, I feel like in relationships, people change.
No, it's I get it. But, like, some people can't handle that change, though.
I mean, yeah. But I also feel like, try therapy first.
No, no, no. Like, I'm just trying to say, like, we came from the turmoil... like she likes turmoil, and there's also the fact like the attention.
At the end of the day, they need to go to therapy, whatever it is. They need to go, because even if it's
church,
they
can't afford therapy because we've been throwing around.
That's true. Therapy is expensive. They need to go and talk to somebody.
But here's the thing: for example, needing to talk to somebody, he will
talk
now
to each other.
Yeah, they need to talk to each other. But they for example, if she suggests like they should talk to someone, he would come from, oh, let's go and talk to the church leaders.
Well, then she should say, oh, I'm not comfortable talking to church leaders right now. I want to talk to somebody
else. But that's what he wants, though.
No, you guys will have to find it. It's like, I feel like it's like things are not black and white. You guys will find a middle ground. Like, or you guys will talk to church leaders once in a month and talk to the other.
I think you are making it sound so easy. Like, when you're saying, like, it's a relationship, people change. It's just, people do change.
Yeah.
But it's not always that they change so drastically at once.
Well, and that's
do you get what I mean?
If they do change
so
drastically,
it's fair
at
that
once.
She's feeling a way about him changing drastically all at once.
No, I understand, but I just feel like to jump to divorce feels a little bit.
No, divorce. No, I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying it makes sense that she's trying to get that part, like it's in her head. Like, she's,
no, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay,
it makes sense, but I think that you should just talk to somebody. Like, that's all I'm saying. It's like, I think they need to, whether if therapy is expensive, they need to find somebody to talk to, is all I'm saying. Like, I just feel like. It's like, yes, so your man has changed. Whether you like the turmoil, whether it's that he's not showing you love, whether it's that he's now an atheist or a Christian or something that you do not know that he could ever be in this life, talk to somebody and figure out how you can figure that out. And if you can't figure it out, then sure. But like, I don't know. I feel like expecting your partner to not change is...
No, Imama, there's one thing about change, but there's also drastic sudden change. And I think those are a bit different.
Okay.
I think you say it so easily. You are a staunch Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You marry someone who is equally yoked as you say.
I've never said that, by the way.
But you've thought it, though.
I've thought equally yoked. I've never... It's
no,
so
not
funny.
The words, but...
Like, somebody who's as Christian as I am.
You get what
okay,
I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
don't
yes,
go
yes.
into the semantics.
Okay.
But you marry someone that's like that, mm-hmm. and one day they wake up and say they no longer believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Like, my first thoughts would not be, how dare they, I want to divorce. My first thought would truly be, let's have conversations.
First of all, there's nothing that proves to us that she hasn't had conversations with him.
Well, I mean, the way I don't know, it doesn't seem like she's had exactly. It doesn't seem like she's had conversations, but it's like, because like you're saying that, oh, I'm saying it like it's so easy, because for me, it is so easy to have a conversation. No, I'm not saying it's
no,
so
no,
easy to
no.
deal with
that change. I'm
just
saying you are saying this so plainly, like, yeah, people change. That is what
because
it is.
No, I'm not saying it is what it is.
No,
I'm saying it's so like it's yes, people change because. I've literally seen people switch from one thing that I thought they would always be to something else.
A lot of times it's gradual. It's not always so sudden.
I've seen sudden changes. And I think that's why I'm like, yes, people change. talk through it. A lot of things you can't talk through, I agree. But like, at yeah, least let my, that I guess be.
I expect my partner to change, but not.
Oh, me too. I don't expect my partner, like, I don't expect or plan or hope for my partner to do a sudden change. That's not the plan. But I'm saying that it's like, people do change suddenly sometimes. Like, you don't know what they saw in their dream. No, I'm so serious. It's like, it sounds very absurd, but you really actually don't know what happened to them overnight, and people could actually change suddenly. I just think,
I feel like he's not even hearing how, like, her, she's now she's in church 3 times a day and she didn't ask for that.
But we don't know, we don't even know if okay, she has ever she voiced any of these concerns to him. I just feel like, long story short, conversation.
And you said they should role play. If he will
I
have
I do believe that he should role play. If he will have it, yes.
Deezer?
Oh, you guys kind of said it all. Okay, let me add maybe something. What should she do? Yeah, she should definitely talk to him about her feelings, but I think she needs therapy.
Fair enough. Yeah. Because, yeah, what she was focusing on is getting him back with his ex-girlfriend. Exactly. Instead of really addressing what is really doing her.
There, and there are plenty things doing her. She's just like Clay. She too.
But she has said maybe I should life. Talk to somebody.
That's true.
She's one step behind.
So honestly, yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Yeah, that's it from us today. We will see you guys in the next episode. Don't forget to follow us at Afrocalypso Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, what else? TikTok. And yeah, let us know what you think about these topics. We had a lot to say this episode, honestly. But yeah, we will catch you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hopefully by then they found Kate Middleton.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye.